think you probably have to click something.
I did. Got it.
Did.
We're rocking. We're rolling.
All right. Fantastic. I'm here with Rob Murtha, the international man of mystery. Rob does all kinds of things, and everything he does sounds super interesting, but I'm interested to figure out a bit deeper on a few of them, because I read about, as he posts on LinkedIn and other places quite actively, and you read it and you go, this is really interesting. This is super cool and important. But me being just a caveman, sometimes know that I can't quite understand exactly what it is. And so I want to know, and I think anyone listening to this will also find this super interesting. So Rob, what's hot on your plate now? What are you excited about?
Is that going to be the name of this show when we eventually formalize it? What's hot on your plate?
I think it will have to be.
That's awesome, dude. No, well, so really quick, I just want to jump in and kind of celebrate how you reached out to me. And we've been talking about doing this for a while. I love the topic you just chose to like kick everything off with. But B, this is awesome. And I think this represents kind of our relationship. We were both kind of like maniacs at the previous company we worked with together. And we're so funny. Our personalities are pretty different, but they puzzle piece so well, like operationally when we're solving problems together, but also just like in settings like this, when we're just riffing on things. And so like, I just wanted to call out, this is awesome. This is completely organic. Mark and I kind of decided to hop on a call and talk through some things, what, 120 minutes ago, something crazy. Anyway, and that's kind of how we roll, and I love it. I love posting on LinkedIn in general. I think I always recommend other people to post on social media. And I know it's always, you know, people are very careful about what they're saying publicly and stuff. And actually, that's one of the reasons I was so excited to start my own company. It's just like an opportunity. I love to use LinkedIn specifically to kind of journal about my business experiences, because I am like, I think, you know, in the last 5 years or so, things have just really accelerated just with like the pandemic and a variety of other things that's kind of merged our worlds together. And business and work is really kind of blending into life in a unique way that's, you know, obviously very, very valuable, but also kind of, you know, can encroach on your personal time and your ability to your work-life balance, all that stuff. And so like it really just pushed me to journal using LinkedIn and social media even more. I just kind of use LinkedIn as a platform because it's what I'm comfortable with. You know, I've never really got into the B2C or kind of more the kind of consumer worldly social media platforms. LinkedIn has always just been my place. And you know, sometimes I'm a little cryptic about the topics that I speak to just because of the space that I happen to work in. You know, for those of you that know me, I'm heavily involved in like the national security industry, or I've been, I should say, not heavily involved. I kind of dip my toe in these days and doing a lot of other random private sector things now, but you know, I like to kind of protect the subject matter. And then B, I like to protect some of the partners I work with, so I don't just kind of share everything. Sometimes I try to kind of nest topics and ideas and situations a little bit, so others can learn from kind of what I'm experiencing. So I get that relief of like, hey, I've been able to talk about something that was either, you know, valuable, like a very enlightening thing I experienced, or just like a pain point that maybe if somebody else is dealing with that issue, they can kind of look at that and be like, oh, interesting. Maybe I can reach out to Rob, or, you know, maybe I could just learn from kind of his reflection on how he might've addressed an issue.
Yeah. And I love your frequent calls out to like, hey, does anyone know anyone in the space launch with, you know, monkeys and tropical fruit and project management aspect, or and then you know, and I'm sure to your point, like people see that and they're like, I know about space monkeys, and then you reach out and you're able to connect people.
Yeah, well, those posts specifically, a lot of times. So I guess something that just kind of happened with my business model too is like this interesting new tactical consulting model, where not only am I trying to like partner with someone who might not have kicked off some transformation program before, but I'm also trying to kind of establish the foundation and make it ready to backfill. So those kind of posts where I'm like, hey, do you know somebody, or does somebody want to work or do this thing? It's usually to backfill either myself or another adjective person, or it's just to find people to stand up around us, depending on where we are in our journey. And that's always the case. And that's why I kind of add so much domain context to it. Obviously, it's kind of protected. I don't go deep into space I'm sure what, you know, segment of it we're focused on, but
space monkeys are very secret. We got to
very secret.
Keep that under wraps. Could you, how about, you know, you mentioned adjective. Do you want to give a quick overview of what that is?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I've been on a crazy weird journey with adjective. I mean, this is like an entire other like segment or show or whatever, but adjective is really cool. I really found like, I really identified, I think that there was a gap, in consulting where, you know, either, you know, you get hired as a contractor to fill a seat and do a job, or you get hired as like a person who theoretically has some like leadership things to contribute and guidance and market research or whatever. We kind of live between those two layers where, you know, I tactically work on a product team, but I bounce up to the enterprise and provide insights and kind of help flow that tactical information up to the enterprise, to the C-suite, to like make strategic enterprise decisions and opportunities that affect like fundraising, that affect, you know, just being able to revenue operations, everything. So it's been kind of a cool, cool experience.
Nice. How do people find you or get started with you?
Oh, just hit your boy up. I'm out here.
I mean, typically, how is that?
So I've been using Apollo.io, which is a really cool like lead gen tool. But I've also just been trying to define my story a little bit. And I don't know if I've done such a great job because we've pivoted a little bit. We've been looking into exploring other areas of work. I'm starting to explore this really cool like UX/generative AI layer, not to just completely inundate things with buzzwords, but I think there's a beautiful way. I think what LLMs have done for the ecosystem for, you know, artificial intelligence, but just really computing in general, has allowed this like new world where context is code, which is so interesting. And it kind of creates a third landing pad for UX research, where there used to just be like, you know, backlog prioritization, influencing UI designs that, you know, take usability into account and kind of streamline features that are useful and needed. And then now the third one is like, can you take UX research and actually enhance the output of a model with it? And what's beautiful about generative AI compared to predictive AI is like, you know, UX research and research in general, even academic research, basic and applied, have a new place now. You could turn research into code that actually is separate from the model. So you don't intervene with the whole like model versioning process where like, you know, GPT-4 releases a new thing, or not GPT-4, but GPT, or we just saw Anthropic just release their new 3.5 Sonnet, which is super sick. Like now you can do leveraging RAG and a really cool UX workflow, take UX research, increase a bunch of domain specific context for a generative model. And it's incredible. And so we're trying to capture that right now. That's like our kind of product play. But in addition to that, we're doing all of our, you know, typical UX and market research consulting.
Nice. So what do you want to tell us about? What's back to what is hot on your plate?
What's hot on my plate, or what's hot on Adjective's plate? So we have a variety of really cool engagements. I think like figuring out how we fold in our work with people best, and like the pricing model, because I'm really obsessed with, you know, taking our playbooks, taking our discipline and trying to, you know, provide as much value at cost as possible. I really love that side of B2B versus I call it B2G. So business to government, you know, you're kind of just dealing with numbers in a weird way. You're kind of pitching to these ridiculous sales cycles, and it's all kind of like, it's very like abstract. Whereas like when it comes to selling through a business that might be working with the government, I just love that so much more because I have an opportunity to try to save my partner so much money and get such high ROI and not have to deal with like the program shenanigans. Like I can impact and affect the program shenanigans, but when I'm like partnering with a company to achieve those outcomes, it's so much more straightforward. It's like, I just need to make my partner successful, and it's really defined. I don't have to deal with like all the nonsense that goes on with B2G stuff.
Got it. But your background with working directly with the government gives you that knowledge and perspective and probably some context as well.
1,000%. Yeah. And it's just fun because like, I'm incentivized, Adjective's incentivized to deliver in a more effective and measurable way than maybe if I was just doing B2G type government work, where just based on the ecosystem, your priorities are influenced by like arbitrary things like cedrils, which are like requirements and just like weird stuff, where it's like, you know, when I'm working with a company, it's like, am I producing value that's making them more successful and increasing their revenue or not? And it's that straightforward. It's like a fun, it's a fun way to just like operate, keeps things simple.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the government also will get better results from this
Yeah.
company that
That's a
you're
good
helping
point.
at a
Yeah.
better at lower cost.
Absolutely. So how are you
Yeah.
doing? What are you up to these days? How are the chickens?
They're good. Or actually, we're on round two.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I'm currently revamping chickenstatus.com and starting a channel of various films of chicken antics
That's awesome.
and such.
You should create some type of data set that's like beneficial to some ag tech company where it's like, I don't know, you're monitoring this specific motion of chickens that they like need to
Yes,
like
the brownie and
streamline
chicken
computer vision.
motion. Let's just see what that is. Yeah, no, I'm still trying to come up with various themes for that. But no, we're on round two. The first round were a little bit loud. And despite being admonished repeatedly to quiet down, they chose not to. And so we found them a nice home in the countryside. Where they can run and be free, and just recently got three new allegedly quieter chickens. And so that is the quest now, is
That's cool.
to tame these wild beasts.
That's so funny. I love that. That's really cool. I can't wait to like follow your journey there. Our chickens are doing good. They're crazy. We have this rooster named Gumdrop. He deserves his own podcast. He's small. He's a short chicken or a short rooster, but he's very aggressive and it's hilarious. He chases me, chases my daughters. It's just he's nuts. He's very territorial, but he's really funny.
Maybe we can start an affiliate network,
I know, straight up chicken
across the
affiliates.
chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the most exciting thing you're working on, either with Adjective or elsewhere in your multiple streams?
My goodness. Yeah, I'm like all focused on Adjective now. I have some hardcore, I guess like my most intense engagement, I can't really talk too much about, but of course, right? But it's been a fun one. It's been a very tactical one. There's some like enablement components to it where I'm like helping upskill like another designer and just like bring them on and get them situated in a very complex environment. But yeah, it's cool. There's capacity challenges, when we're trying to scope how much effort should we have on a certain project and it being a little bigger than it's supposed to be. It's been fun. It's been really cool because like we're kind of blending like practical like software development and building something that people actually need with like really challenging stakeholder management and we're not in control of it. So you almost like puppet style have to like provide information to the people that are doing the stakeholder management to try to say and do things that set your product team up for success. So like the stakeholder, because like once they get stakeholder managed by this kind of isolated person, they don't come back and request some like bonkers weird stuff that's just going to make building a real product impossible. And I mean, and going back to government like innovation and like just any kind of bureaucratic innovation, that's usually the hardest part. It's just like expectation management, and they live in such fixed budget cycles where it's like they just try to cram everything into this box, and it's just that never works really well for anybody. And it's like they end up just recycling programs, and they're like, why can't we ever get this thing built? And it's like year six, and they're on like partner eight or whatever. And it's just like it's like, yeah, if you're struggling to do things, it's like maybe it's another issue than just like the complexity of the tech or whatever. But yeah, it's just that's probably the most exciting one. But yeah, they're all super exciting. I think like what I'm another really exciting thing that I'm starting to realize and explore, just like what do I want and what does Adjective want out of a company and like where do we want to end up? And I think with all this hyper kind of automation and deep tech being commercialized, like generative AI, it's kind of like you can do a lot more with less if you're intentional and you build like playbooks around it. And like what's cool about that is like you don't have to just scale to a million people, right? Because like when you scale to a million people, you have to deal with like all the other weird, nasty stuff that comes with it, like quiet quitting and just like people being upset and unhappy and like people starting to recruit from your pool of folks. And it just not that it's like not, you know, if something you can't, you know, you couldn't deal with, right? You could like insulate yourself and be strategic. It's just noise. Like it distracts you from just building things that people love and building things that make everyone really excited. And that's what I enjoy. Like I'm not good at like creating a wall around my people and like socially engineering them to like not leave or like, you know, just I just want to kind of be with an Avengers squad and just crush it and build like really fun things. And like I feel like generative AI and like this future of like solopreneurship or small teampreneurship enables that.
Right. That's great. So what would, and we will follow this, what would you say is your biggest problem that you need to solve in the next 3 months, such that if you don't, there'll be bigger troubles?
I'd say getting better at saying no. I mean, that's so like obvious, whatever, like a cliche is a better word, but like I'd say getting better at like saying no or kind of slimming down requests, being able to, because I love just being like, oh, that's a ridiculous request and ask. It's not just like I want money. It's like I love the weird challenge where it's like, oh, there's no way you're gonna be able to deliver this. This is hilarious. We're gonna cut your legs off by like putting this crazy requirement on you. And then all of a sudden you turn around in 24 hours with like playbooks and generative AI and all this stuff. They're like, I can't believe you just built out like a new product line, like a draft product line from scratch in 24 hour turn. And it's just like their faces, you have like reference architecture and you have like a brand, and they're just it's like, what happened here? Like that's fun, but it's also like not scalable and overwhelming, and it's hard to hire for.
You can't half-ass that.
I think, I think the real problem is, like I said, like just being able to kind of scope things better is being able to scope things so I can like actually like hire chat, you know, other reflections of me. And like that's my biggest challenge is, like I mentioned earlier, I want to hire Avenger team people. Like I want people that are equivalents. I want like an entire C-suite of folks.
Like wearing tights, you know,
Yes,
that
totally.
kind of thing.
Everyone's killers though. Everyone just has like different superpowers. It's not like this hierarchy thing. Like we're all just killers. We all like, you know, eat from the same revenue pool. We all like make money together. There's some really cool like kind of rev share or like profit sharing kind of incentivization. I think we talked about this in the past, but like establishing that model, but also being able to depend on talent you're bringing in to execute with that mentality is just so freaking hard.
Awesome. Cool. And that's adj.ai.
It's now adjective.us. I simplified it. I was having SEO issues. So yeah, I have two domains. It's like adj.ai, thinking of like keeping that for our data product that I was talking about for the vector embeddings for LLMs. And then I think our core website, and we're eventually going to change. I'm going to change my email address. It's going to be a 23rd email address for you.
Excellent.
Is going to be adjective.us. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, great, Rob. I think that's good for this first round here. And
Dude, this is awesome.
I will talk to you soon.
Dude, talk to you soon. Thanks for hitting me up today. This was fun.
Yeah.